Hello, Pesto Posse. Welcome to Pesto Pete's Podcast, episode 41. And here I am. And where are we, guys? We're, somewhere west of Ashland, Maine.
Northwestern Maine.
We're in northwestern Maine in zone one.
7 miles from the border.
All right. As the crow flies.
No, as we drive.
It's a lot more than seven. But we are reveling tonight, and we are celebrating a successful moose hunt. And this does not suck by any means. We're here with Dave, Chief, Rev, Jimmy, and Denny. And we were a successful moose hunting crew. And Dave killed his first moose tonight. And we need to hear about Dave's experience and how this went.
So, unbelievable. No, it was all about the calling tonight. We've had a frustrating week. We haven't seen a lot of sign. We're trying to find where to go. We go up to a place tonight, and there were about three trucks in there, so we back out. Denny backs out.
Literally backed out of
our number one choice tonight. And something just told us to go to this other place where we had seen a little bit of sign, where Jimmy the Rev and Anthony had gone down there and saw a little bit of sign and helped us out doing a little scouting. And it was just incredible.
It's a beautiful spot.
Great spot.
So we walk in and interject, guys, because this is not formal by any means. But we went into the spot and walked down, and Chief Scott was very pragmatic. So let's stop here. We set up our chairs. And we
took some naps.
So let's wait till the wind. And Chief, I didn't get to that part yet.
He called first.
No, I called twice.
And he said, let's wait till the wind dies.
Yeah, but he called first, did some great calling, did a couple cow calls, and then we just sat. Then we just sat because he said, let's wait four minutes. Let's wait till the wind dies down.
It was like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And so then we hear. Oh, we had a bull coming in.
And we had two people in chairs, one person sleeping on the ground, one person sleeping on the rock. I was sound asleep.
You guys get it before.
Sound
man.
Asleep.
And I was out. And
that's the other point, right? Because we've been up since 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. And I heard a grunt, and I looked at Chief like, well, I wonder why Chief is grunting. And I looked at him, and I hear the grunt off in the distance, and I was like, that's not Chief. That's the real McCoy this time.
Sure was.
And he came up. The wind died, which was nice. Just, you called it. And that bull came up. He got up on that hump. And the rest is history.
Well, he looked like Lion King. He came through the woods, and I could see black, and I could see black. I'm like, well, maybe this is the cow with the bull. And then I saw some antler, and all of a sudden he popped out, and he stepped way up high on this little pod of moss, and he looked like the Lion King, just like looking over his pride.
Hakuna Matata.
Right on, bro. And he looked up, and he kind of looked over at us. He didn't know what to do. I think he got our wind.
He might have sent us.
I think he got our wind.
He might have winded us, yeah.
And he just froze, and I had three trees in front of the vitals. And I'm like, I can't take this shot. Kind of leaned over and let one go. And then hit the tree on maybe the second or third shot.
No, it's
coming through these trees.
There was a lot of trees.
You said there was three trees. Yeah.
About that tight. Anybody can hit a big tree. I hit the little tree.
So they're like 3-inch diameter trees?
Yeah.
Maybe like a typical.
Okay, I thought they were whippy things, the way you said it the first time.
No, like a typical slash where they come in and they take out all the trees.
Edge of the dark growth is like, you know.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I just thought they were whippy things the way you said in the first place.
No, they weren't whippy.
So they're significant trees.
Dave killed a big tree.
5-inch.
Well, actually, I saw the exit wound on one of them.
Yeah. 180 grain does a pretty good exit wound.
And it was amazing. He goes up, he rears up, goes back over his back.
The moose, not Dave.
Oh, Dave was a rock.
Complete backflip. Backflip right onto his back, tangled up in the trees, hung up.
Boom.
You know, need a chainsaw to, you know, free him up so we could, you know, get him on the ground.
Yeah, we had to cut that tree to get him to slide down.
Yep. Yep.
And then the work begins.
Then the work begins.
And I tell you what, whoever invented the half canoe, if you don't know what a half canoe is, it's a canoe cut in half. Pretty slick, huh?
Yeah. Check it out. I'll put that that video on Instagram, but that was unbelievable.
I thought Chief invented it.
Well, the first time I saw it was with Chief.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's basically a hole in the bow of the canoe, and you run some rope through it and tie it to the antlers and drag it right up into the bow, and then you just pull it through the woods with
mule tape.
Chainsaw winch,
yeah.
And we got it right up to the truck, drug it up the road, and popped into my truck with the friggin' winch. And can I say friggin'?
Say fucking.
Okay. Pulled it right up into the truck and shut the truck off, shut all our lights off, and we watched the stars for a while, watched the satellites, watched the International Space Station. Had a beer.
Not at all. I'm like, let's just sit here and have a beer. How about that? Like, let's get home. I go, how about having a beer in
right
the stars?
Right here. Jimmy, you're right. Jimmy's
magical
idea.
Night. Magical
and
night.
And we watched day. Like 14 satellites and the International Space Station. And
no girls, though. There were zero girls.
That was the only downside.
That's perfect, Jimmy.
That was the only downside, Jimmy?
Well, yeah. But
it was amazing.
It can all happen in a second.
I always say that. You're out there hunting, moose hunting, and nothing happens for days. Nothing happens. You're bored. This place sucks.
You're frustrated.
This isn't gonna work.
Right.
And then 5 minutes later, it's all over.
Oh, yeah.
5 minutes. You're right. It was 5 minutes.
That was five minutes.
And if he hadn't said, let's just wait till the wind dies down, we would have walked out. We might have spooked him.
Oh, yeah. He knows what's going on.
We might have gone deeper.
He was not close. He was not far from us.
He's the most patient hunter I've ever.
I've never seen anything like it. Nope.
Yeah.
So
fucking patient. You should see my father hunting.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know how he did.
He listens.
He got some patience.
You know what?
Chief,
that's the experience.
It's about listening and smelling.
Yeah.
Right?
From that
you
one
can
call.
Smell yeah. a lot of what's going on. And these guys go trudging through the woods and all this shit. And you smell, you listen. And we're not good at that. Because we're like the ADD thing. But
Chief will call and freeze for like...
You got to be listening.
Like 20 minutes.
You got to be listening. Yeah.
He'll be there for a half hour and his body doesn't move.
Remember I told you
the freeze
day,
thing kills me.
He doesn't
It's
move.
Unbelievable.
Remember I told you the other day, if you're shuffling your feet or you're putting your hands in your pocket, you're making noise on your clothing.
You can't hear.
It makes a difference.
Yeah.
Because the guy might grunt at that same moment that you moved your jacket and I can't hear it.
And now I know why you got the evil eye.
The hairy eyeball.
Peek at the hairy eyeball.
He does have an evil eye.
But peek at the hairy eyeball like 48 times or something.
Yeah. Well, I told you I'd shoot you a look.
I got it once. I'm like, got it.
Got it.
But we got the warning before he said,
I apologize.
I'm going to apologize in advance, but
that
if
was,
I look at
a
you,
gentleman's way
shut the
it.
Hell up.
Yep. So the good news is there's a moose in a truck and half a canoe.
Full of ice.
Way to the taxidermist, see what I brung him. That was a Jaws. Anybody?
Wait,
when he's towing in the movie Jaws, when he's towing the shark back?
Yeah.
Way to the taxidermist, get a load of what I brung him.
I do not remember that line.
Oh, that's the best line of the movie.
Oh, awesome. No.
When he's towing him back,
we need
he's
a bigger
like,
boat. I need a bigger boat. Come on,
no, the taxidermist.
Yeah, he's like this. He's like, and he's pushing the throttle down harder and harder. And the three barrels are following him?
I totally forgot about that line. But come on, we need a bigger boat. That's the best line.
We need a bigger boat.
It is the best line.
But... Hey, Mrs. Brody. Got some bluefish. Got some bluefish. Coming home for dinner.
No, but we were four frustrated hunters and hadn't seen anything in 4 days.
And we worked hard.
We hadn't seen sign. We hadn't seen
tracks.
Moose.
Oh, my God.
And we've gone from spot to spot. In a territory we don't really know.
Right.
Right?
And places don't look right.
We're just like, you know, looking at maps and trying to find spots and spent a lot of time.
Great spots, no wind. It was beautiful calling like this morning.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, it was dead calm.
Yeah. Places that moose should be.
This morning.
Lots of moose.
Yeah. Well, time out though. We got.
We had calls. Responses. Yeah.
Which is phenomenal to hear them in the wild. Yeah. You're like, is that another hunter? No, it's not. That's a real thing. Yeah. You know.
They sound more aggravated than
we had coyotes.
Oh, the coyotes
interfering with our hunts
2 days in a row.
Yeah. We beat the odds.
Yeah.
No, we beat the odds. We beat the odds. Temperature-wise, the whole thing.
You know, temperature was actually pretty good. It was a little warm.
A little warm.
But the rain, we had rain every day.
It's spotty up and down.
We did have rain every day.
Every day, barometric pressure up and down.
I will say the canoe afternoon was really cool.
That was cool.
That was my favorite, except for tonight.
So we paddled up the big Black River.
Black River and... You know, hearing some calls and hearing some grunts and
right.
Yeah, that was a really.
I thought
that
we
was
might
an
make
enjoyable
it
day.
Yeah.
That was a game changer.
We were up a couple miles up the river.
Man. Yeah.
You were with your girlfriend.
My girlfriend Tony.
My girlfriend Tony.
With an I. No, with a Y.
With an I.
No, but hunting out of the canoe is Jim knows this.
That guy was dialed in, though. That guy was dialed in.
Hunting out of the canoe is the greatest thing.
Oh, my God. I agree. It's the best.
I agree.
No, unbelievable.
Remember when we used to go up to, it's when so I was quiet. At Mattamagammon?
Mattamagammon.
Is that like a backgammon? But when I used to get in the canoe and paddle up to that one spot and go in.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I left there, right after sunset when it was dark, Mattagammon, all I wanted was to shoot a buck up there, put it in the canoe, and paddle back to camp with a friggin' buck head hanging out of the canoe. That was my dream. Remember the day that was real foggy, and I came back in the fog, and you couldn't see me? I'm like, I can hear you.
We didn't want to see you.
Yeah, but you're right. In the canoe would be the ultimate.
It's really freaking cool.
It's so peaceful.
You're floating. Yeah.
You're paddling.
One night we were paddling back to the truck. It was dark, pitch black. Two canoes, four people.
Am I in it?
And then we hear this. Yes, we hear this bull in the alders. Just
dude, that was a tough
less,
day for
less
this
than
kid.
50 yards away.
Oh.
Banging his antlers, grunting.
No way.
And he was right there, but we couldn't see him. It was so dark. So we listened to him for a while.
That's another story.
And then we finished our paddle up to the truck. Came back the next morning. And set up, and we called for an hour and a half, and finally pulled him in. He'd come in, he'd leave. He'd come in, leave.
No way.
Chief iced it. It was a ballet. It was amazing.
And he came,
finally, I stood up in the canoe, and I took my paddle, and I started beating the alders, and he grunted and walked right out and stuck his neck out, and Jeff shot him right in the neck.
Oh.
Dropped him 10 feet from the water.
It wasn't even 10. It was less than that. I was like,
that's
jackpot!
Awesome. In the neck, huh?
Yeah.
That's a tough shot.
Oh, he did. Yeah. Dropped him like a bag.
That thing
straight
just
down.
Deflated right there. Boom. That was it.
Wow.
I was stoked. That was so awesome.
They're an incredible animal.
But that was, back to that one. Yeah. I mean, Chief was just working back and forth, and he's like, hung up, and I think he had a couple cows with him. Because he did the night before in the dark. Yeah, another story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But so he was like, Chief's talking to him back and forth, back where he stalls, leaves. Chief talks him back in, back and forth. I'm like, we're going to lose this thing. We're going to lose it. Like, oh my God, he's coming in. But he slows down.
You could see him or hear him?
Couldn't see him to the air. But Scott's talking to him back and forth.
So what's he doing? What?
Just quiet. But it was just the whole team
was
back
hear
and forth,
him walking.
And he'd leave. You couldn't even hear him walking. You just heard him talking. And it's going back and forth, and I'm like, come on. He leaves a little bit, quiet, and then Scott would say something, and then the bull would talk. I'm like, this is going to happen.
But Scott, would he, like, talking, like, bull talk to him or cow talk to him?
What were you doing?
Both.
Yeah, both.
I usually do both.
And it just... Took the longest time, and he's so patient. I'm like,
oh my God, the patience.
All right, wait. Like, this is gonna happen. And he comes out, and I'm videoing the whole thing.
Oh, that's the one, yeah.
Yeah, with Jeff. And he comes out, I'm like, this is going down. And he comes out, and of course, I'm the grunt on the whole thing. And he shoots him 10 feet from the water. I'm like, oh my God, this is my dream.
Yeah. Jimmy,
I don't have to drag him anywhere.
Jimmy, go put that in the canoe so we can paddle back.
Pretty much, we're going to flip him over in the boat, and we're out of here.
Jimmy, we're all going to have a beer and sit on the shore. Put him in the canoe.
The big lesson for me this week was Chief's patience.
Yes, I agree.
I don't have that kind of patience.
Call and move.
Like, yep, yeah, right.
If
I don't hear something in 10 minutes, I'm...
Yeah, turkey
on. I'm going to be gone.
Right. Call another
right. Move. Chief right is just like listening.
And doesn't move.
He doesn't move. He doesn't move a muscle.
That is amazing how he doesn't move.
He doesn't move a muscle. Move. He just listens.
Listen.
and we're all standing there, and all of a sudden,
like, you're going to sleep,
and all of a sudden the left leg will cramp, and you have to shift to your right leg, and the right leg will cramp, and then your back hurts. And
but he's
like,
in the same position,
and he hasn't moved.
He's just listening.
It's like he takes the batteries out for a couple minutes and then puts them back in. And Jesus.
No, crazy.
Well, the problem is if you leave after 20 minutes. Then, 40 minutes, he shows up.
Right.
It's happened to us before. Right. It happened to other people I know before, too, because they give up on him.
Yep.
Then somebody else comes in behind him and gets him, or you miss him.
Well, the patience is incredible.
I mean,
that's the biggest part, really.
I'm with you.
Well, case in point, the moose my father shot yesterday. He got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, walks out the door of the camp, calls, goes back to bed, gets up to hunt, goes out in front of the camp at 5:45, 15 minutes before legal, calls, gets a grunt. So he gets his gun, gets all his stuff, and he kept calling. It was 8 o'clock, 2 hours later, before that moose finally grunted back again and came in. So he took 2 hours. He didn't give up on him.
I would have given up at 1 hour.
No, he doesn't. Chief doesn't either.
I know.
He's worn me out so many times. They're like,
no.
I'm like, we're out here. He's like,
no. And you're sitting there, everything hurts.
It does wear you out.
It does wear me out.
Chief, when are we going to, like, move?
I've never said that because I keep looking at him. Like, but he's like, I could see the focus. I'm like,
yeah, how many times did I look back at you when we were in those like, bushes today? And I would look back, I'm like, so plan B? And he's just looking, he stares at me. He's like, shut up and stare in there. Don't move. Unbelievable patience.
Oh, so a bunch of years ago, we're up at Madagascar. And we bumped this moose off the road. Like, we're driving. And the moose jumps up on state land. And he takes off. And like, he goes, oh, I know where he's going. So he and I park. Go running down the Bone Road. We go down the Bone Road.
Bone Road.
So we go down the Bone Road. We go running. Maybe 200 yards or something like that.
Shut up.
Yeah.
So we stop. And, like, he starts calling. I'm like, standing. I'm like, wait. How long was that?
45 minutes.
Holy crap. There was nothing happening. He never made a sound. The moose never made a sound. He's talking.
45 minutes.
And I'm standing there. I'm like, this blows goats. This sucks. I'm out of here. I'm looking at him like, oh. And all of a sudden he goes, there he is. I go, what?
Wow.
And I look over, and he's coming, and he's going to cross the line. And Scott was hunting with his Ruger RLS 308, which is about, I don't know, a little bit longer than, well, my penis. Okay. It's a really short
you
fucking
can't say
gun.
That.
Oh,
you
can I just say did. It is the loudest gun on the freaking planet. And I'm like, I look at him, and the moose is looking right at me. I can't move. And I see Scott's gun muzzle come up, like, just past me. But, like, okay to shoot. But I'm like, loud as crap.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't move. I'm looking at the moose.
Sure.
And the moose is coming in. And as soon as he crosses it, Scott shoots, and I thought for sure my ears were bleeding.
Yeah.
And then everything's gone. I'm like,
where'd he go?
We both look at each other, and we're like, where'd he go? I'm listening for crashes, like, running off.
And all of a sudden, his all four legs roll up right there. I go,
oh, he died. He dropped.
I go, right, oh my God, where'd you hit him? He goes, in the head. I go, clearly.
Of course.
But it was like 45 minutes. Like,
I am so. We're out of here. This sucks.
He finished that story. The line was right there for Indian land, and I can only shoot him on Indian land.
Right.
As soon as he crossed the line, is when I shot him.
Well, the part you shot him on was on Indian land.
When we walked up there, if they were painting the line that day, they would have had to step over the moose.
He was on
the line. No, as soon as his head crossed the line, that's
when he was on the line.
He was on the line.
Loudest gun ever.
You guys have to tell the story. I wish Brian was here to tell it too, but
Brian doesn't remember.
Of all the hunting stories in my life, being an outdoorsman and a fisherman and a hunter, the single most incredible story of all time is the canoe hunt up in Maine with Brian in the bow of the canoe. You got to tell the story because you were paddling one canoe, Chief was paddling the other.
Most exciting hunt I've ever had in my life, and I didn't even pull the trigger.
I tell you, if you guys had video, you would be the number one most viewed hunting video
absolutely
of all time.
Absolutely knockout.
Of all time.
Yep.
One of my greatest hunts was my daughter shooting her first moose when she was 11 years old. But after that, that hunt with Brian was just, you couldn't write it. So set the stage.
We got to set it up.
It was hot. It was
hang
warm.
On. We get the characters. Hang on. Hey, hold still. So it's Chief, me, and Brian. We all went to college together, and Brian finally gets a tag. And we're going to go out. We're going to hunt.
That's my tag.
It's your tip. Yeah, well, Brian.
He was a sub permittee. Yeah,
that's how we all work. But yes. So, Scott's in one canoe. Brian and I are in the other. Brian's got to shoot with a recurve.
Wait. You got to back up.
What?
We were guiding Jeff and Ralph that week, too.
Oh, you got to go that far back?
Okay.
And
you get.
And actually, the story starts on Sunday. We went down to Scotty's flying service. And
oh, Scotty's, yeah.
We got in this bush plane, this float plane. He took us around to look at the Indian territory, but also when we were flying over there, we went over that Sawtell Stream. And Scotty, the pilot, goes, oh, look, there's a bull and a cow in Sawtell Stream. That was the bull Brian shot. We saw him 4 days before.
Oh, I never heard this. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I never heard this.
Yep. So flash forward to...
So it says to the guy.
Thursday.
So... Well, getting it, we're in Penobscot, 18 and a half canoes. Old Town Penobscot, 18 and a half. And we go paddle out, Chiefs in one, Brian and I are the other. And I get there, looking at Brian, he's going to shoot with the recurve. And I don't shoot with the recurve. Compound shoot with the recurve. I go, how far do we have to, how close? And Brian goes, 20. I go, tell me that it's yards, not feet. And he goes, it's yards. I go, okay.
Cool.
So we park the boats, get in the water, we go paddling up. And we get into this really thick, really, really thick alders. Like, I don't know, like 3-4 inch base alders. I mean, it was an alder wood. But it's only like 3 feet deep. So we park there. I'm like, all right, nothing's come through here.
But you couldn't get up river anymore,
yes, we could.
Right?
But just park there so that we could go either way. And so we're hanging out. He starts calling, and then... All right, I forget what happened there. Who talked first? Was it a cow fart?
It was a cow call.
Yeah, and then what happened?
After I called, there was a cow call.
Right.
I called back.
Who answered first? The bull or the cow?
Then the bull grunted.
You heard the bull grunt first.
Yeah.
I forget the part. Okay, so the bull grunts, and then we hear this crash, 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 and all of a sudden, downstream, I don't know, 50 yards, 60 yards, this cow... blast across the stream. You could hear her coming through the woods. Like,
She almost came right at you, didn't
she? No, she did not. She was angling away.
Oh, okay.
She had a calf with her, too.
It's stable on her shoulder. The calf was, like, right on there. Her. And she's like, he sounded like a slutty cow. And she has this hot bull on him. Yeah, I'm going to dump him on her.
Hand off.
Because when she ran across the stream with the calf, she's looking at us like, where is this slut? It's like, oh my god, he's gonna get killed. So she goes, and I'm looking at this cow and a calf going, and I'm like, that's not helpful. And they get running across, I'm like, oh.
Right in front of you. How far? 50 yards?
A little more than that. More than 50.
But who said, get down there?
Hang on. That's coming up. Okay, hang on. And all of a sudden, there's crash, 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 crash. And all of a sudden, Brian, this big bull, Scott's words, goes, he comes slamming through those alders that I didn't think anyone was going to come through. He goes, he comes through there with his nose just a little bit of bow light, lit it up, and he was crushing these alders. And he goes,
and he's grunting every step.
Oh, hard. And he is chasing hard.
Every step?
Yeah, every step. Like, you guys it was booming. It was booming. And this is a, how much did that thing weigh when we got done with it? Do you remember? I don't even remember. It was a big one.
900 or something?
I forget. It was significant. Yeah. So he is like coming through, and I swear to God, it sounded like a Cessna crashing through the forest.
Well, time out. So someone said it sounded like a plane crash.
Yeah, it was me.
Someone said it sounded like a bulldozer coming through the alders.
That's crap. My decision.
And then there was another one where it was going ding, 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 ding. I remember you guys' story.
Tinkerbell, what is that? No, it sounded like a Cessna crashing in the forest.
Right.
And this thing is crashing through, and I'm watching it coming through, and I'm like, and I start to move the boat up because Brian's on the front of the boat, and Chief's going, go, 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 go. And I go, yeah,
I'm like, get down there. Like,
and I go,
he looks at me like, what? I'm like, get down there.
No, well, he's saying that, and I go, I know where he's coming out. I do not want the moose to come through the middle of my freaking boat. That's gonna be really embarrassing. Right. So I'm like, pushing boat up, and he's going, go, 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 no, wait. And all of a sudden, I lose track of the moose. But I'm pretty sure it's coming out exactly where the cow came up. But I just want to make sure of that. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I think he's got to do it. So I push the boat up, I go, right about there. And I stop the boat. And he comes out at like 20 yards. And Brian pulls the boat. I swear to God, I can still hear this noise. Brian pulls the boat back. And
I grunted.
And he stops him.
Yeah.
He stops him. He goes, boom. And the moose stops. And Brian pulls the bow back, and this, God, the sound was doink. I'm like, doink? And the arrow's going, like, lobbing through the air. I'm like, is this going to work? And all of a sudden, the arrow buries in the ribs.
Right behind his shoulder.
No, further back. And it hits him.
Right in the middle.
The feathers are sticking out. And the moose takes off. And Brian turns around. This is the guy that played defensive end for UMaine. And he's like, looks at me with this horrification face. And he looks at me and I go, you just killed that animal. And he goes, and I go, you did. We're going to need a minute, though. And the moose runs off. And we're like, holy crap. And so we all back off. It's like, he goes, I hit him a little far back. I go, you did. Hang on. So then the three of us back
up. Honestly, he jumped out of the canoe.
Pardon?
Brian stepped out of the canoe.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he went to the shore.
He wanted to start running there.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, no. Yes. Get back in the canoe.
Yeah, that's when Chief takes care. He's like, nope, we're not doing this.
We're going up.
So we went
upstream for an hour.
We'll come back to that. But what we didn't realize, because the moose is moving so fast and he's so black, I mean, like gloss black, he was angled away, or Brian hit him. It came in and wailed one lung and pierced the other one. Double lunged him. But we didn't know that.
Right.
Just because it looked like a liver shot. But we didn't realize.
Yeah, a little bit of an angling away.
Yeah.
So he nicked one. So anyway, we weren't sure. So we go back and hung out for how long? 45 minutes? An hour?
For an hour.
Oh my God.
Torturous.
Yeah. You would have had to tie me down.
Oh,
horrible.
Brian Thomas. Seriously. We have pictures of Brian Thomas in the bottom of a canoe, laying on his back, stomping his feet.
You would have had to tie me down.
I'm seriously kidding you not. A 230 pound guy laying on his back, pounding his feet on the bottom of the boat.
I gotta see that.
It's hysterical.
Click.
Oh, I'm like, you get the settles.
For an hour, he's dead, right, Chief? He's got to be dead. He's dead, right? Right?
Oh,
he's nuts.
The fisher.
Hmm?
Whoa. A fisher?
A fisher?
No. What?
So anyway, so it says to the guy.
Did you fall asleep?
Yes, he did. No. It's his podcast. He can fall asleep if he wants. It's his podcast.
The fish is a different story.
What?
Keep going. So we're hanging.
So we're hanging on the fucking boat. I just said that. Anyway, so we're hanging on the boat, and we're like, we gotta wait, because we thought we delivered them. Right. Good deal. So we're hanging out.
That's like a 4-hour wait.
It's not a deer, it's a moose, so right. Not quite as much. But so we're hanging out, and Chief goes, well, I got these, and he opens up this cooler, and like it had Bud Light Lime in it, and I go, are you kidding me?
Where did these come from?
Yeah, and he goes, I don't know, it's all I had. And
it was that's just, all he had at the batting game in the store.
Yeah, so they're like, all right, so we're drinking these Bud Light Limes, and I'm like, this is so contradictory. So we waited for a while, Brian gets done with his tantrum, and we go down and look for him. So we go down. It was a tantrum. And I said, zip tie the guy down in the boat.
Zip tie him.
So we get down and we're like, all right, here it is. And so Brian and I, there's moose tracks all over the place. It's destroyed. So we're like, I don't know. So Brian and I start walking on the shore. I was like, maybe this way. And Chief goes up. And we're like, well, back up. So the stream has this bank that goes up. And Brian and I went along the stream on this moose pounded up path. And Chief goes on this the other path. And so Brian and I are looking for stuff. I'm like, oh, I don't see any blood. All of a sudden, Chief goes, found him. I'm like,
got him.
Found him? Yeah. We go turn around the corner. He died 40 yards from where Brian spiked him.
No.
Yeah. Oh, no, it gets even better than that.
40 yards.
Tops. Yeah. So the moose had gone up, and this is a gorilla moose. We get up there, and this was like, I couldn't have staged it any better. The moose fell down, and he got twisted around in these small fir trees.
Right.
So that, you know, he usually have to, like, turn the antlers around or whatever so you get the...
They were
the
perfect.
No, it was already done. Yeah. And he used it, banged around. And
that's
like,
one of my favorite
pictures. All we had to do was go stand behind him.
Yeah. So that's one of my favorite pictures of three of you guys.
Oh, my God. It's such a great... So we like, I don't know, put my camera on timer. We all just stood behind him and took a picture. Go, I don't have to do anything. This is fantastic. And then we start, and so then we go to work, and we start breaking down, and I'm like, all right, we need some pictures. And Brian's like, no, we need pictures. I'm like, dude, listen to me. You're going to want these pictures. And he goes, oh, no. I go, you're going to want these pictures. Yeah, take your time. Forever. And then when I ask you to stop, take a picture, we're going to take it. So we did it the whole day. And then we get down, and the moose is so big, you got to put in both these canoes. They're huge canoes, but so all the red meat and the rib cage and stuff, I put in Chief's boat. And all the black fur and the antlers, I put Brian and I's boat. And we paddled down, and I got these fantastic pictures. You don't see all the gore or anything, but the pictures
how
of Brian.
How far were you from the trucks?
Not that far.
About a half mile.
Yeah, quarter mile, half mile, something like that.
Wow.
And but I got all these fantastic pictures, and Brian's like, oh my God, thank you very much for making me take the time to take these pictures.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I go, stop for a second, take some pictures. It's not going to happen again. And all the times that shit goes sideways when you're hunting, this is the very one time where everything came together and it all worked. That was my favorite hunt my entire life.
I didn't even shoot. I'm telling you, I've been reading Field and Stream, Sports of Field, Outdoor Life my whole life.
JV.
I've never, ever watched a video or read a story as exciting as that hunt.
That was so exciting.
Right?
That
is the best.
Yeah.
I wrote that story out.
Hmm?
Yeah.
I had it published, yeah.
You in Maine?
Was I in it? Maine
Woods and Water, right? Maine Woods and Water?
Northwood Sporting Journal.
Oh, that's
right. I love those guys. That's a great publication.
Best story ever.
Yeah.
I've never heard your account of it. That's really cool to hear.
Yeah, that's good.
So when he's pushing me, he goes, go down.
Go.
No, I don't want that animal to come through the middle of my boat.
Jim's a good storyteller.
That was, you did well.
No doubt.
He's like, go. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's coming out, but I really don't want that animal coming through the middle of my boat. First of all, that's going to be embarrassing. And second of all, Brian won't have a shot.
It might hurt.
Getting hurt is one thing, but yeah. I wanted to make sure Brian had a shot.
Was Chief alone in your canoe?
Yeah.
You were alone?
Oh, you were solo?
Yes.
I wish I had a video camera, but...
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. If that was on video...
Is it crazy?
No, I would watch it every day.
We tried to... we wanted to have yours on video. It just doesn't happen the way you want.
Never happens as planned.
Never.
If they had that one, that's...
Well, I know, but it's just... It's so hard to do
to get it on video.
Yeah. Especially when everyone's sleeping.
Things happened.
It was definitely bad time.
Yeah.
When the chief goes, all right, we got to wait for a while, everyone's like, oh, I can finally take a nap.
We're tired.
Yeah.
There's low confidence because they haven't seen a moose in 4 days.
That's tough. Right? That is tough.
And it's just like,
that's when you got to persevere.
Yeah, we're just like putting our time. You know,
That's hard.
If that moose had come in day one on like the second call of the day, excuse me,
he would have walked on it.
Probably would have passed it. But after four days, 1 day of scouting and 3 days of hunting,
you only got like 6 days to hunt.
And not even trapped. Like, we didn't even see tracks. Nothing respond to our calls. We're like, there's no moose here.
Dude, it's tough. I mean, you guys were on it, and Tony and I were out. Tony, let's have, we'll go bird hunt for a bit, and we got to go look for moose for those guys.
Yeah.
And that's where we went down.
You did well.
To Dorothy's world and looked around, and I'm like, this is magical. I can't believe there's no sign. And the sign was really thin, and we were kind of disappointed. But awesome. But that's where you got to stick it out.
Yeah. And you know what? If you guys, whoever's listening to this, if you didn't learn one thing from tonight, you got to learn the patience. Whether it's deer hunting in a stand or still hunting for moose.
Yeah.
Just wait it out. Because as Pete Tinelli always says, as Pesto Pete always says, it can change in a minute. And it does.
Yeah. The confidence thing. I mean, it was tough. I mean, it was disappointing, frankly, boys. Coming in, it was like, we looked all over the place. And we kept going back places. There was no sign. Very little sign.
Nothing new.
Nothing. It's like, Stay after. It's like,
and we had a lot of rain.
Well, even tonight down there.
How'd you do?
When we got down there tonight, I'm thinking, there's no tracks here.
No.
There wasn't.
No tracks.
Nothing.
Nope.
And 5 minutes later, the thing's all over.
5 minutes later, it's all over. And we're all looking at each other.
Did I just say that?
I was
It was an echo.
You did. It changes in a second.
It was. It's just like,
but you can't lose confidence.
You're not seeing any signs of the animal you want to hunt.
Nope.
You're right. You can't lose the confidence.
It's a confidence. Persevere.
They should
be here.
They moved.
Oh, my God. They moved too. The place that you guys, the moose you got tonight, when Tony and I found that place, was like, there is no reason I'm not looking at 17 different moose right here. And I'm like, there has got to be a moose. If there's a moose anywhere, it's here.
Well, it's happened. Some of those hunts I was with my daughter, she's like, Dad, this is so boring. Dad, can we go back to camp? Then all of a sudden you hear,
right?
Oh, my God. You know, and then 5 minutes later, it's all over.
Yep.
That's cool.
Especially changes with your daughter.
Yep.
Oh, your daughter.
Generations.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me? Well,
I would kid you.
This is awesome. And Dave, congratulations. You're the best.
Thanks, everybody.
Well, no, it was...
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was epic.
You guys all stepped up. Couldn't wait to get help out.
No, and it can all change in a second. And it did today.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. We're sitting there thinking, oh, well, the wind's not right, and blah, 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 blah. And that little bad boy came up.
Like you read about.
You read about it.
Like you listen about.
Congratulations.
Like you see about.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we're not. There's no one here that's not happy for you.
And I couldn't have done it without all you. You guys made it happen.
That's not.
I did is stand up and pull the trigger.
Well, you did.
No, dude, you did it. Team sport.
You did the animal proud, and guess what? Here we are. So thank you, everybody. Episode 41 in the books.
Over and out.
Nice. I got a pulled muscle in my neck. I can't even bend my head.
Are you pulling that muscle again?
I'm going to pull my muscle again. So thank you for listening.
Good night, Pesto Pete Posse.
Over and out.
Shower time.
Over and out.